Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Josh Kurtz of Center Maryland. Josh, you've done a really interesting piece about Heather Mazur and her choice of a running mate, and talking about the win by Bill de Blasio in New York. Fill us in a little bit, if you would, on all that.
Sure. Well, de Blasio has become sort of the patron saint of long-shot progressive candidates everywhere. So Heather Mazur is kind of the long-shot progressive candidate in the Maryland gubernatorial election, someone who's talking about being a change agent in Annapolis, speaking for the voiceless in Annapolis, painting her opponents as kind of captives of the political establishment. And with her lieutenant governor pick, a minister from Prince George's County named Delman Coates, this kind of helps her burnish her argument. He is a guy, he's been in Prince George's for about 9 years. He comes to this church in Prince George's County from the Al Sharpton organization, and he too is sort of a champion for ending poverty, champions immigrants' rights, local economic development, things of that sort. So together they kind of mesh and present themselves as really kind of a left alternative to the Democratic establishment.
He's the head of one of those mega churches in Prince George's.
I believe it has, there are 8,000 members of the congregation, yeah.
And so he comes from Prince George's County, which political leaders would say you have to represent in your ticket, and she's done that.
Yeah, well, of course, now all three tickets have representatives from Prince George's County on them, which is kind of interesting. And then, of course, none from Baltimore City or Baltimore County.
Well, one of her problems, I think, as a candidate is that she doesn't have any, or at least not very much, administrative experience.
Right, exactly. And this is probably one of the bigger downsides to Coates as Mazur's running mate. You know, he doesn't really pass the can he take over on day one if necessary test.
That's certainly true. But she does have a lot of disadvantages. I assume money would be one of them.
Certainly in the last campaign finance report, which is now 10 months old, she was way behind on money. We'll know more in mid-January, but that could be a real problem for her.
The minister would be a good advocate for her on the stump, I would think. So how would you rate her chances given this? Better than they were.
She's going to have to catch lightning in a bottle, and you know, a lot of things have to go her way. But in terms of her strategy and the narrative that she's trying to advance, I think they're a little better now with Reverend Coates as a running mate. And I should also point out that she really, you know, she's running third in the polls, but I would say she probably has the most committed set of supporters, and that could be significant as we go forward.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's definitely a moment when the lieutenant governor candidates get a little bit more airtime than normal. Josh, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks, Fraser.
For Josh Kurtz, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.